Hear a word from God for your life this day as found in Matthew chapter 37. Beginning with verse 34, I think. Yeah, where is it? Verse 24. Jesus left that place and went into the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know that he had entered a house, but he couldn't hide. In fact, a woman whose young daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard about him right away. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, Syrophoenician by birth. She begged Jesus to throw the demon out of her daughter. He responded, "The children have to be fed first. It isn't right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." But she answered, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." "Good answer," he said. "Go on home. The demon has already left your daughter." When she returned to her house, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. After leaving the region of Tyre, Jesus went through Sidon, through the Galilee Sea, through the region of the 10 cities. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly speak. And they begged him to place his hands on the man for healing. Jesus took him away from the crowd by himself and put his fingers in the man's ear. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. Looking into heaven, Jesus sighed deeply and said, "Epaphra," which means "open up." At once his ears were opened, his twisted tongue was released, and he began to speak clearly. Jesus gave the people strict orders not to tell anyone. But the more he tried to silence them, the more eagerly they shared the news. People were overcome with wonder, saying, "He does everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear. And he gives speech to those who can't speak." The word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Yeah, there's notes today because there's just too much for me to try and get it into this pea brain. Any of you go and see Christopher Robin? Think. Sometimes we overthink, don't we? And sometimes we don't think at all. What about this passage today? What's it got to do with life in September of 2018 in Decatur County, specifically Oberlin, Kansas, today? Do we have any Syrophoenician women in our presence? Do we have any in our midst who are different than anyone else? I don't expect an answer out loud, but I want you to think. That woman in the story had everything going against her. She pushes her way into Jesus' presence. A woman, and a Gentile no less, from the wrong side of the tracks. Being a woman, nonetheless a Gentile woman, she had no right to engage Jesus in conversation. Close your eyes for just a minute and hear this sentence. Imagine a homeless person interrupting the dinner of the President of the United States to ask a favor. You may open your eyes now. Have you got a good picture of that? You know, our imaginations can run wild sometimes monsters and dragons and things. Despite the dictates and expectations of the custom of the day, this woman approaches Jesus, driven by something more powerful than protocol. She's desperately afraid for her daughter's life. Bowing before Jesus, she asked him to cast the demon out of her daughter. You and I, in our imagination, expect our kind Jesus to say, "Of course I'll save your daughter." But Jesus is caught with his compassion down. He responds, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Jesus tells this desperate woman that his mission is for the Jews and for the Jews alone. In fact, he even calls her a dog. I know many of us have pets, dogs and cats, but Jesus is not referring to a pet, but the lowest of the low, a dog. A scruffy, mangy dog. She might have crept away feeling small and insignificant, but she doesn't. Can you put yourself in her spot? She responds, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." His human insight is changed. You know, we know that Jesus is fully God, but he also is fully human. He knows what God is and does, and he, like us sometimes, our filter gets clogged or comes out. And he calls her a dog. His insight now becomes divine. His mission is not just restricted to the Jews. God's love expands beyond barriers. Rather than scolding for her brashness, Jesus tells her, "For saying that, you may go." What if he says to us, "You may go"? A daughter sick unto death, if you will, and she's told to go home. Her daughter's well. Do you know what inner strength it must take to get up and follow those orders to go home? Because she doesn't see anything changed. She's just told, "Your daughter's well. Go home." That story is followed by another healing. A deaf man with a speech impediment is brought before Jesus. He doesn't come of his own accord. People, maybe his relatives, maybe his friends, or maybe, just maybe, your next door neighbor, bring him and beg Jesus to lay hands on the man for healing. Being deaf is not just about hearing or speaking clearly. Physical impairment was viewed as a consequence of sin. People who suffered from blindness, deafness, or withered limbs had little or no status. Often, they're barred from social and religious institutions of their day. People were afraid of physical differences and did not understand the biology of birth defects. any different today? Have we changed, or are we still afraid? You know, we visit people in the hospital or in nursing homes, and you're asked to gown and glove and mask. That keeps some people from entering those rooms. Except those people who are supposed to care for others. When Jesus healed people, he not only corrected their physical problems, he also restored them to community. Do we? You and I, the church, allow the healing and community to take place today? Or have we just put that behind us to continue to think of them and us? His kids and her kids. My kids and your kids. The Methodist or those other folk within or without the church. Jesus sees beyond infirmity. He sees the value as children of God. He takes the man away from the crowd and puts his fingers in his ears. And yeah, he's going to get gross. He's going to spit and put his fingers in the man's mouth. No gloves. No gown. No mask. Raising his eyes to heaven, he says, "Be open." Immediately the deaf man hears and speaks clearly. Jesus released him not only from the bondage of affliction, but has reunited him with his community as well. Whenever Jesus heals, be it a demon-possessed girl, a man with leprosy, a bleeding woman, or a deaf man, he heals not only the body, but the fracture with the community as well. Many of us can remember when people were diagnosed with very, very communicable diseases. One of those diseases is that word we thought about as cancer. Or scarlet fever, or smallpox, or a withered hand or arm. Staying away thinking, I'm going to get something and take it home to someone else. You know, coming here, I felt God's hand upon me to enter rooms where gloves and masks and gowns were required. Was I afraid for me? No. For you see, someday you or I might be in one of those rooms, and if everyone stays away, is the disease worse or the lack of friends who would come and carry or bring Jesus to us? We humans suffer from a deep insecurity that pushes us to create rules that give status and value to some while putting others down or pushing them aside. In the first century, the poor, the infirm, the orphaned, the mentally ill, the aliens, the many women who lived low status. We now accept some of those on the margins. Sometimes women and children are accepted when it doesn't infringe on our wants, desires, and lifestyles. In our day, many of these people still live in the margins of society. We are no more inclined to offer forgiveness preferring long prison terms and harsh religious judgment for those who stray from our secular laws or religious morals. There seems to be a sense that if people end up homeless or on drugs, they are weak and at fault. Our world teaches us to shun the dirty, smelly woman who rants on the bus next to us and not to embrace her. Countless children spend empty, abused lives, shuttled from one foster home to the next, forgotten and unloved by our world. Prisoners of other countries and religions can be blindfolded and humiliated because they are deemed undeserving of the same rights and privileges as those in power, or even ourselves. The Syrophoenician woman called Jesus to a mission of infinite compassion and mercy. Jesus' actions illustrated that a worthless Gentile girl, whose mind was devoured by a demon, and a good-for-nothing deaf man who couldn't speak clearly, were indeed children of God to be embraced and valued. Humanity's authentic response to God's initiative calls forth recognition that there are no external boundaries between God and any human being. Not race, not class, not ethnicity, gender, age, or physical condition. We don't have to think back far in our history to see Rosa Parks. The difference is the prescription for our eyeglasses may or may not have changed. Consequently, there should be no such barriers between we human beings. Is it too much to ask that a homeless person could interrupt the dinner of the President of the United States to ask a favor? Is it too much to ask that humanity recognize that there are no walls made with withered hands, deaf ears, or troubled minds, separating us from God or us from each other? Status is a product of our own imaginations, invisible to God. Once we acknowledge that there are no walls separating us, love and mercy can flow unrestricted, and all people can be deemed equally valued. We are created in God's image. Might our vision, hearing, sight, and all about us be changed to see what was changed in the human Jesus to Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man. As you go about your life and activities this week, please take your bulletin with you. I call your attention to the bottom of the bulletin, especially the prayer concerns for this week and the question for reflection. And I'm going to read it to you, and in my notes, it's highlighted so that I won't forget. You might want to highlight that and put it on your table, or on your refrigerator, or on the mirror in the bathroom. Try to recall the first time in your life when you did not retreat in the face of opposition. How is your experience like that of the Syrophoenician woman putting her case to Jesus? Where in your life today is that same courage calling you to speak out? What could you do this week to take steps in that direction? May God speak to you, and may your ears be healed. Might your sight be restored. Might we see, experience, and share God with our world. Amen.